Canyons, Calvadian's Hypnosis, etc. And I'm back with Meredith Locker for more fun, informative hypnosis training for you. Free here on the internet. If you're watching this program anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there, because on this website right below here, we've got more text, which means more information. We got perhaps more links and graphics, and particularly this time, you're going to need to look at a graphic, because I'm going to be holding up some stuff, but we're going to put a much nicer graphic below. Hey, let me tell you about Meredith. If you've been watching our program, you know that Meredith is the professional. She is a true believer in 5-path, 7-path, and the ability of hypnosis to help people change and become more successful, which is what we're going to talk about today. She has a master's degree in psychology. She was a talk therapist before she turned over to our side of doing things. She has an office in LA. And how you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. Happy to be back. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yay! I want to make sure everybody knows who you are, so you just step back for a minute there, Cal. So if you guys don't know who Cal is, he is the one who recently has been accused of making these podcasts too complicated, too advanced. Can you believe it? Free training, and it's too advanced. Well, we will be diversifying to please all of the masses out there, but Cal is the one who created 5-Path, the one-on-one process I use with all my clients. He trains the best in the profession. He brought us 7th Path self-hypnosis. He's written many books, more articles than I would even try to count. And he, like me, has a master's in psychology, was a talk therapist prior to becoming this master hypnotist that he is today. And he is my mentor. Thank you, Cal.
Thank you very much, Meredith, and thank you for, you know, Meredith, she doesn't get anything out of this. She just comes, she drives all the way from Los Angeles down here to Orange County, and she just shares. And so it is that spirit that Celeste Hackett, Meredith Locker, Brendan Al Titus, and Elrond in the past have put together, because they understand that when they raise the profession, we raise everybody. Not just in the profession, but clients and communities and families as a whole. All right, now what I'm going to get into here is I'm going to get into why hypnosis is so important, and I'm going to bring a new model called the balloon model of success. But before I do that, I want to tell you, we got to see you at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention. Here, I got a little flyer here. That's not the flyer. It's the booklet for the convention. You got to be there. It's going to be August 9th through 11th. Meredith, you going to be there?
I am.
Are you teaching?
I am.
What are you teaching?
Two different classes. I'm actually co-teaching, co-presenting with Celeste Hackett. How much fun is that? We're doing a two-hour talk on forgiveness. So that'll be really fun. And then I'm doing a one-hour talk on really, you know, getting started, getting your practice started. So for any of you who are only part-time or who are not working at all in the hypnosis field, but you have the education and you're ready to get going, come and see me and I will help you. Simple tips, tricks, and techniques to get you going.
I think you guys are going to be, as a team, the perfect team to do that, because Celeste has the background of getting started on a shoestring, and then you have the background, kind of like me, of being able to start with more of a business-like budget. So I think it's going to be a good workshop for everybody.
Yay!
Yay. Hey, I'm also, real quick, I'm going to be doing four, I don't think I've ever done four before, talks at the convention. The first one is, and I'm reading so I get it right, Success is a Journey to Before You Were Born, the Informing Soul Techniques, one of my insight, really secrets to success when I work with clients. Let's see, the other one is Universal Script, and which is, what if one script could do it all? I've got a hypnosis script that you can customize for just about everything for just about everyone. I'll be talking about that. That'll be a free 1 hour at the convention. So is the one about the Informing Soul Technique. And then using the internet to make your phone ring. What you must know to make your website work for you. So it'll be a 2-hour workshop, and gosh, a lot of you have websites. but it's not doing anything for you. I'm going to tell you some things that you can do to make your phone ring using your website. And of course, phone ring with people who want your services. And then we have Age Regression Success is a journey back in time, what you must know to be a successful regression hypnotist. There we go. All right. Our topic for today, do you mind if I just keep running with it, Meredith?
I don't mind at all, but really quick, let me just say one thing. Last year was my first National Guild convention, and not only was it just so amazing and so much fun to get to see all of these wonderful people that I get to email with and see on these groups, but to get to meet them in person and shake their hand and hug them, and it was so much fun. So aside from that, it was so cool, Cal, to see you in action. I mean, of course, I've seen you in class, in multiple classes, small group, kind of a different energy, and you are really such a tremendous presenter. I mean, we were definitely hypnotized, and I can't wait to see these 4 talks of yours this year, and I hope you guys all come and join us. So now you can launch in, Cal.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, in class, I just have sometimes I'm a little impatient because I've just got so much information to go through, and I want people to be successful when they get done. And then when at the convention, I'm doing a 1-hour, 2-hour workshop, and it's just not so much pressure. And so we have more fun, and I can just really throw myself into the one topic. So I like that. Okay, so here's the deal. Why is hypnosis like 7-path and 5-path self-hypnosis? 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis, so important. And, you know, I am constantly feeding my mind. And I go to workshops still, usually not so much in the field of hypnosis anymore, but in business and for writing and all kinds of stuff. And I meet these people who go to workshop after workshop after workshop, get degrees and certifications. And they're constant in a state of getting ready to get ready. Why is this? Why is it that you can get an excellent certification, an excellent degree? You can read an excellent book or go find an excellent master teacher, a motivator, and you just don't do anything with it. And so with my background in hypnosis and understanding how the mind works, I came up with the balloon model of success, the Banyan balloon model of success. So there's going to be a better graphic right below, but that's what I'm going to give you. Let's see, I zoom out a little bit. There we go. What is this? So right below there's a better graphic. Now, I want you to think about that this is your vehicle to success. This is how you're going to soar high. And I'm pointing here to this balloon. And then underneath the balloon is a little tiny gas tank with a flame. And you want to rise high, you raise that up, it fills up with hot air, and then it lifts off. That's the plan, right? Well, the problem is education, unless you can do something with it, is hot air. Knowledge, hot air. Motivation, hot air. Credentials, hot air, etc. If you cannot get this thing off the ground, why do people not get off the ground? I'm going to zoom in quite a bit here so you can have a really good look. I want you to look at the basket, and I want you to look at the ground, and I want you to look at how the basket is tied to the ground. It's got like a rope tied to stakes that have been hammered into the ground. And then look on the side of the basket. There's like sandbags, baggage. That's why we don't succeed and our clients don't succeed or our students don't succeed, is because unless they can cut these lines that are holding them back, unless they can sever those, they can't even get off the ground. These are the most important things. This is the things, these two little ropes. They represent, these little ropes right here, they represent the things that must be taken care of first to even get started. What are these things? The baggage and the lines that tie the balloon to the ground. They are old emotions from the past, like fear, like sadness, like guilt, like, oh gosh, anger, that is unresolved, that they, for one reason or another, unable to move forward. It is also bad habits, habits that just burn up time. It's like in the Secret Language of Feelings book, where you feel bad because of the emotion that's inside of you, fear, anger, guilt. And you just distract yourself. You distract yourself with TV, you distract yourself with sports, you distract yourself with exercise, you distract yourself with do other kind of work or filing or whatever it is, getting ready to get ready. Okay, those are the bad habits, and they're generated by emotions and limiting beliefs like I'm not good enough, or there's something wrong with me, or I'm not tall enough, or masculine enough, or pretty enough, or whatever your limiting belief is, or someone from my background could never be successful, whatever it is for you. Maybe it used to be women had this predominant limiting belief in our society, and that was that because I'm a woman, the only job I could ever have is maybe as a maid, or maybe as a kindergarten teacher, or maybe as a nurse, you see. But now we know that, you know, you can do pretty much anything you want to do, and very, very limited by gender. So you've got to cut those lines. When you've got to get rid of the baggage, the emotions, the bad habits, and the limiting beliefs. If you don't, more education is just hot air. If you don't, more knowledge is just hot air. If you don't, you go talk to that motivational speaker, you go to that talk, and you feel rah, 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 and you know what happened? That balloon can get so full of hot air, and there's so much energy ready to pull it up. But then hot air cools down, and you'll find the next day or the next week or the next month, you're not feeling so motivated anymore because hot air cools down. So I imagine that maybe you've got these lines cut and you're making some progress. You go, you listen to that motivational speaker, and you get this thing so hot, and it starts to rise, but over days or weeks, it cools off and it comes right back down. So if you are not having the success you need, you want, you desire, perhaps it's time to stop looking for more education, stop looking for more knowledge, stop looking for a motivator or a motivating book or getting more credentials. Don't be the person that goes from workshop to workshop, degree to degree, reading one more book and constantly getting ready. You need to get rid of your personal baggage. Painful emotions from the past, habits that just suck up your time or take you in the wrong direction, and limiting beliefs that hold you back. What do you think about that, Meredith?
Wow, I mean, how often is this true for each and every one of us? You know, I'm sure, Cal, you've done your share of cutting baggage along the way in different ways, and I know I have. I mean, I've been dealing with this. I have lots of book ideas in me, and I keep finding myself run up against these different walls, and there's different layers of the walls involved. I mean, I'm pretty confident. I'm confident in my ability to write, but there are the distractors in life. I mean, I could spend my whole life on Facebook, right? Who couldn't? I could spend my whole life at birthday parties and at lunches and at, you know, bridal showers and all of these things. And so I started to realize, you know, I've got to kind of create some boundaries there and some space where, okay, this time is dedicated to writing. And I've had to work in different ways to figure out what works best for me. Do I have to give it a big chunk of time or little small tidbits of time? And I'm still working that out. But then apart from that, you know, there were some other kind of obstacles that I had there. Some, you know, a little bit of the fear of judgment, a little bit of resistance to what might people think when they read this, and, you know, kind of trying to contain the critics, right? I'm sure you've had to deal with some of that and putting out your stuff, right, Cal?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, whenever you put yourself out there, like podcasting or teaching or whatever it is, writing a book, doing video educational stuff or even a hypnosis CD, guess what? You're going to have people love you and people that hate you. And some of those people, they're afraid of you because they just don't understand. Other people, they see you as competition. And it just goes on and on. But you can't let those suckers get you down. You got to keep moving on. Writing a book, it's kind of like kissing, you know? Remember you wanted to have that first kiss? You wanted to have that first kiss. You probably thought years about that first kiss. Then you have that first kiss, then you're kissing all the time. So you guys got to get that first book out there. And it could be even a small book, a little guide. You know, get something out there that's, 45 or 50 pages. Put it out there. Put it on Amazon.com. Get that first kiss over with. And then you can do something bigger and deeper. How's that sound?
Well, gosh, Cal, when you compare it to kissing, that makes it so much easier.
Does it sound more fun?
So much more fun. So much more easy. If you had said that to me a couple of years ago, I'd probably have quite a few books out by now.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I just published a book in another area. It has nothing to do with hypnosis. 4 weeks ago. And it's, here's how you write a book. First, you got to know about a topic. Then all you do is you make an outline. And you just outline it, and then you go through the outline with your major topics, and then you be critical about the outline and say, tighten it up so that you make sure everything on your outline is really important, really on topic. If you started to get off on something, just get rid of that thing, and then break each major thing in the outline down into little subtopics. And when that's done, then just write as much as you need to write. It might be one paragraph, it might be 20 paragraphs, whatever it takes to explain each one of the subtopics. Write a really good, interesting introduction to each chapter, about a paragraph long, and write a good introduction that's very interesting and exciting for the book. And then every one of, the things in your outline, the major, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that becomes chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get it done. Have somebody proofread it. And then send it out to some people who are experts in that area to make sure you didn't leave anything out glaring. Get their feedback. And you got a book. It's that easy.
There you heard it, everybody, from Cal Banyan, the prolific author himself. It's that easy. But Cal, I've dealt with some perfectionism stuff, right? So that's another part of it where I wasn't willing to put something out that might have errors or where there might be a loophole or there might be a piece I left out. And, so I've been doing some work on myself in that area. But, the thing is like this model that you're talking about, I'm not just putting it off. I'm actually willing to look at it and I'm willing to go, okay, what's in my way now? Let me clear some of this. Let me do some work on this. Whether it's self-hypnosis or going to see a hypnotist or going to see some other kind of practitioner to help me overcome this, step by step, I'm definitely doing the work to get it clear. And if I don't, I probably won't ever publish, right?
Let's see. What do they say? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so you can do this I remember when I was studying developmental psychology, and one of the earliest forms in human play is parallel play, where you have two kids, they're not really playing, they're so young, they don't know how to play together yet. But they just play, and they like having another child there playing also. They're not interacting, but they're parallel play. And so, you can do kind of a parallel play yourself, and that is, start putting together your outline of your book and make it be like, this is kind of like something I'm working on the side, and then also be doing your hypnosis. And let me quote Dan Pointer. Dan Pointer is the guy who taught me how to write my first book. And he's an expert on how to write books, especially how-to books. Dan Pointer, I think it's P-O-Y-N-T-E-R. And he says, when your book is 98% written, it's done. So never, you know, if you keep thinking, I got to have all the current information available to write this book, you don't. That's why you have the second edition, the revised editions, and stuff like that. And everything that's put in print is to some degree out of date the day it gets published. And that's why I love ebooks, because ebooks, you know, someone says, hey, you got a typo or you left this out, I'll just change the manuscript, update it, and then re-upload it to whatever Amazon or Barnes & Noble or iTunes or Google, wherever I've got the iBook, the ebook done, and I can just update it instantly, automatically. It's not until I do a print version that it's kind of frozen in time.
Exactly. So where are you guys holding yourself back? You know, I mean, have you gotten your practice going? Is your practice as big as you'd like it to be? Are you working full time? Are you making what you desire? Are you charging really what you require? What makes sense for you to charge? Or are you lowballing your rates and undermining your capacity to live a full-time living off of your hypnosis practice? You know, what book haven't you written? What, you know, adventure haven't you taken? And what do you need to do to get over those hurdles, to cut those sandbags, to be able to let your balloon float high, right? Anything else you want to add to that, Cal? Because we're about out of time.
Yep, you're exactly right. Coaches, social workers, teachers, every kind of helping professional, psychologists, doctors, guess what? If you're frustrated with your clients and students and patients not succeeding the way that you want, you need to get them to a hypnotist that has powerful tools. Regular direct suggestion hypnosis will not do this. They need to be experts in age regression and parts work and this kind of thing. The things we talk about with 5-path all the time, and also 7-path self-hypnosis. These kinds of things, because they're all insight oriented. Learn it. Refer people to hypnotists that can do this kind of stuff. Become a hypnotist that can do this stuff. Gosh, if I was a counselor, I'd want to be a hypnotist too. If I was a social worker, I'd want to be a hypnotist too. If I was a psychologist, I know I could never really be the greatest psychologist I could be unless I was also a great hypnotherapist also. Okay, that's it. Wrap it up.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope this inspired you. I hope you're ready to cut your sandbags and really allow yourself to soar. It's time. If not now, when? Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think you're getting motivated by this video, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to go right now and finish my book.
All right. This is Cal Bandy. I want to see you at the NEGH convention. I want to see you in class. I'm doing a class right now podcast is going out there, and then I got another one coming up in October, and if you hurry, you can get an early registration discount. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.